2, Episode 7. I am still here, Tattlepod. I noticed an uptick in the number of downloads that my podcast was receiving, and I realized that you are probably wondering if I'm still alive after the catastrophic flooding in Asheville. And I am here to report that this old broad didn't get flushed down the French broad. I'm not going to make my usual jokes in poor taste, at least not yet, because of the gravity of the situation. I want you to know that you do not need to worry about me. I am safe and sound, and my apartment and my car were all high and dry for the entirety of the event. I was traveling at the time, so I was very fortunate that I was not there for the flood or the apocalyptic aftermath. And I am not planning on returning right now because there's no sense for me to return and to be consuming some of the scarce resources that are available to people who need them. I'm not one of those people. There are people there who have lost everything they've ever worked for and loved ones. I don't need to be there right now consuming things. When I do return, I will plan on participating in the efforts to restore the community because I appreciate the community and I appreciate what they have given me in the last year since I've lived there, and I would like to help them rebuild. But Asheville, it is a special place for me, and after traveling around so much the last few weeks, I can tell you I don't think there's very many other places that I would want to live. And no, I'm not going back to Ohio. So if anybody listening to me in Ohio is thinking, oh yeah, that bitch is going to have to come back, well, no, I'm not, because I hate it there. So I just want to mention, as I've been asked quite a bit by some people, several people, about the rumored delayed rescue efforts. You know, I think we really need to not make this situation political right now. As much as it's really convenient for this election period that this event has occurred and we can now start pointing fingers at other people for why it happened, let me just say, it was nearly impossible for anybody to predict the level of destruction that was going to happen and the impassable entry back into the area for rescue efforts. The mountains of North Carolina do not have the infrastructure. We are not built to get through a hurricane because nobody could ever predict that we were going to get hit by a hurricane fully. That's not something that usually happens. It would be like if a blizzard hit Florida. They do not have the infrastructure to get through that. It would be very destructive for them to experience that. And nor would anybody be able to predict that that was going to happen until the last minute. So let me just say, if you know somebody, and I'm just going to say this on my own behalf, I'm not going to speak for anybody else. If you know somebody who's offering up their thoughts and prayers, trying to sway this in a political direction, oh, let's just stop. Let's stop listening to the propaganda and the pandering. And if you're worried, if you know somebody who's so concerned, well, tell them to quit throwing up their thoughts and prayers. That's useless. And show your ass up and pitch in instead of flapping your fucking yip-yap. And that is my public service announcement. It's just contributing to the fear-mongering, and that is not helping anybody. So I am going to give you a little bit more, because you've taken the time to tune in to my cheerfulness. And like I said, I have been traveling all over for about 3 weeks now. I've been all over Florida, which, by the way, they have the biggest roaches there that I have ever laid eyes on. And the humidity there makes my hair look like I am one of the founding fathers. So I've stayed in quite a few places. I've stayed in some nice places. But somehow now I am in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm not thrilled about it. Maybe I should be. I've not really explored, but I'm not thrilled. I wasn't really thrilled about Florida either, truthfully. Not my geographic location of choice. But I would like to say that despite the number of thoughts and prayers that do come out of this part of the world, they do not try to run you over with their cars when you cross the street. The Yankee in me does not know how to react to that lack of aggression. Also, I have had to stay a couple of nights in a comfort inn, because there is a football game going on here and over the weekend. And you know, I'm not into sports ball people, but there are no rooms and I don't feel like going anywhere else looking for them. But in case you don't know me very well, you know, I'm not an economy hotel kind of girl and I'm not ashamed of it. When I checked into this place, I asked them if they needed a credit card for incidentals, and they just chuckled and looked at me and they said, "We don't have incidentals here." And I think they might have felt sorry for me or thought I was an idiot, maybe both. That's okay. But I am, however, I'm going to give this place a 5 out of 5 meatball rating anyway, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because this bed that I'm sleeping in lives up to the name of this hotel or inn or whatever this is. Comfort. It's the most fucking comfortable mattress I've slept throughout this entire process of hotel jumping. And the room is clean. There's even a live plant in here. Now, if they can keep a live plant alive in this economy hotel, they are clearly doing something right. They're clearly in here cleaning and taking care of shit. So, now the gym, on the other hand, that is a little bit of a different story. You know, I still work this old ass out at least 5 days a week. When I say work out, I don't do an old woman workout. I fucking work out. I sweat. I work hard. And I still look damn good. Ish. But when I travel, I still work out. And why, you might ask? Well, because none of your fucking business. No, I work out because I like it and I feel good. And yeah, I still feel really fucking good. And I think it's because I've worked out my whole life. The treadmill here, though, I'm choosing running on treadmills because I don't know these areas and I don't know what's safe and what's not safe. But the treadmill here, first of all, it is practically shoved in a closet like your friends with benefits when your spouse comes home. This place like actually owes me a thank you for returning, coming in here and running on their treadmill. Clearly, nobody who stays here has ever set foot on this treadmill since the establishment of this place. I would surmise that sports ball fans don't actually participate in any form of athleticism themselves, because it sounded as if I were fucking pulling a chuck wagon across the wild, wild west for the entirety of my run. Did it kill me? No, because sometimes you have to just keep going, even if the conditions aren't optimal. And who am I to complain about something like this when I am not in Asheville shitting in a bag instead of shitting in a toilet? I can't complain. But finally, this place, the fifth meatball, it goes to the young girl behind the desk who, when I asked if there was a washer and dryer here I could use, and she told me that it was broken. She offered to wash my clothes for me in the hotel's laundry service, like their appliances. And she did that for me while my old ass was on that busted up treadmill. So the Comfort Inn in Blythe Wood, if you ever need an economy hotel situation, I give it 5 out of 5 meatballs. Luxury doesn't always equal quality. Good service does. So after 3 weeks of delayed and missed flights and hotel stays, I would like to say, if you ever want to observe the imbalance of intelligence to ignorance in the world around us and the overwhelming lack of situational awareness and selfishness, quite frankly, take a flight. People cannot follow directions. Everybody rushes to board out of their boarding zone, and they block the way for people who are trying to board within their zone. People cannot get their shit in the overhead. If you can't get your shit in the overhead, check your fucking bag. Check your bag. People need to get on the flight in their seat and buckled up. Apparently, people can't read numbers and letters because, you know, that's how the seats on a plane are arranged. It's not hard. Guys, we've learned this in elementary school, right? But what I will say about my flights, what I hate the most is that fucking fat little girl who sat in my row next to the window on one of my flights, whose father let her ask for a half apple juice, half orange juice. And that fat little spoiled thing, she wasted about 90 fucking percent of it. And her father let her run all over his pathetic ass. You know what? Actually, I hate her father the most for contributing to the cesspool of ignorance and selfishness, consumption that already exists. Finally, if you are someone, this is my final flight complaint, someone who sits in someone else's seat and waits for them to get there to ask if they mind that you sit in their seat or you want to sit by your fiance. I don't give a fuck if you have a fiance. I don't care if your fucking brat kid wants to sit by the window. That's my seat. I paid for it. No. I don't care if I am sitting on so far back that I'm sitting on the fucking toilet. You're still not going to sit in my goddamn seat. You know what? If you are one of those people, I hope that you get the shits on your flight. And I hope that the bathroom is fucking occupied. Sit in your assigned seat and stop making a big goddamn deal about it. You are an entitled dumbass. And certainly, don't try that on me, because the answer is a resounding no. And like I said, even if I'm sitting on the shitter in the back for my entire flight, the answer is a fucking no. So that's all for today, Tattle Pod. As you can see, I am alive and I am as cheerful as ever. And if you want to hear about something other than myself, send me an email to tattlepod@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to put my spin on your situation. As always, ciao for now. And remember, there's no shame in tattling to your mother. Thanks for checking in on me, guys.